All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where Were You? August 27th, 1964. In the news, at the Democratic National Convention in Atlantic City, Lyndon B. Johnson and Hubert Humphrey have been nominated for president and vice president. Sports gossip. Dodger coach Leo Durocher has been slapped with a $200,000 lawsuit by an autograph seeker whom he punched in the jaw in the parking lot of the stadium. And utility infielder Phil Lynx has been fined $200 for open defiance of New York Yankee manager Yogi Berra's orders to stop playing a harmonica on the team bus.
Or a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
At the movies, Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, what is the meaning of this outrage?
I beg your pardon?
Will you be good enough to explain all this?
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes?
I never explain anything.
The tale of a magic nanny who comes to work for a cold banker's unhappy family.
But we're so frightened.
Bert'll take care of you, like I was your own father. Now, who's after you?
Father is.
What?
He sent the police after us, and the army, and everything. Michael, don't exaggerate.
Thursday Night TV features The Donna Reed Show, My Three Sons, Dr. Kildare, and The Flintstones.
We found Agatha.
Good. I'll go down to the corner and get the cop while you stay here and keep an eye on her.
Wait a minute. Well, why me?
All right, then you stay here and keep an eye on her while I go get the cop.
That's better. Hey!
And on the radio?
At number one, Where Did Our Love Go? From the Supremes. I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1964.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where Were You?
TakeMyVoice.com.